Live, coast to coast, across America, this is the Wall Street Journal This Morning.
It's 19 minutes after the hour. I'm Michael Wallace. Every Monday and Friday at this time, we focus on personal finance, which investments are hot and which economic trends will be shaping your portfolio. You'll be starting to hear soon from the Bears again after Friday's report that gross domestic product grew at a rate of 3% during the second quarter, down from the first quarter. Some skeptics think economic growth is slowing and that the Federal Reserve miscalculated it. Others say it's not a big deal. They already see signs the third quarter we're in now will be stronger. Treasury Secretary John Snow joins us now in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Mr. Secretary, a lot of skeptics point to the job market. They say, yes, more jobs are being created, but they contend a lot of the new jobs are low-paying jobs. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the way to respond to that, of course, is just to say there's no evidence to support that. The jobs that are being created are across the whole spectrum and across America, geography, from the point of view of geography, it's the whole country. From the point of view of industries, it's virtually all industries. It's service industries. It's manufacturing industries. For people without a college degree, the unemployment rate is down. For African Americans and Latinos, the unemployment rate is down. For teenagers, the unemployment rate is down. The unemployment rates have fallen across all levels of education, all races, all ages. So basically what we're seeing is a broad-based recovery creating jobs for Americans all across the country in all industries.
Do you see anything derailing this strengthening economy? Do you see any risks on the horizon?
I think the economy is on a good, strong, steady path for continued expansion, and no, I don't. But, of course, we always have to be on the lookout and guard against the threats, and the largest single threat, of course, is terrorism, which is why the war on terror and staunching the flow of terrorist monies, breaking the back of the terrorist networks, is and must be a national priority. We know what happened after 9/11 and the risk that created both to our national security and to our economic security, and it underscores the need for us to stay alert on that issue and do all we can to wage effectively the war against terrorism.
Is it at all possible to prepare the economy for another potential terrorist attack? I mean, is there anything on a government level or otherwise that really can be done to minimize any impact?
Well, first of all, we have to do all we can to prevent it. And extraordinary amount of effort, much of which I can't talk about, is underway in that regard. But assuming that there is an attack, of course, then the Monetary Authority and the Treasury will, as we always do, continue to stay in close touch and see that appropriate policies are put in place.
Mr. Secretary, on a personal level, if you'll allow me, I've seen some speculation about this either way. If your boss is reelected, do you have any intentions? Do you plan to stay on for a second term?
Well, look, I serve at the pleasure of the president, and that's a conversation between the president and me that's best kept that way.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, sir, anything else you want people to know?
Well, I simply would reiterate the fact that I think the American economy is really heading the right way. We're on a good path, and we're on a path that is going to continue to create growth and prosperity and jobs for Americans.
Thank you, sir. Treasury Secretary John Snow. We'll get an update on the jobs picture Friday when the employment report for July comes out. Could be a good picture. Lynn Riser, the chief economist at Bank of America, expects there were twice as many jobs created in July as there were in June.